In a few months, New Jersey's push to legalize and decriminalize weed will be reality. This comes after a statewide vote in November to legalize recreational use of the drug. With changing cannabis laws nationwide, many are unsure what happens next.
In terms of marijuana legalization, I mean, we already know it's spreading across the country.
That was Ben Shore, the executive director of Rise Against Hate, a nonprofit that examines drug laws and the impact on minority communities. He, like many others, was surprised by the reality of the new legislation.
So marijuana is not going to be legalized. Retail cannabis will be legalized.
The new laws make it so that those over 21 can possess up to 17 grams of marijuana legally, but the means by which they get the weed is still restricted.
You can't go to a mom and pop shop to get your cannabis. It's not possible. You can't home grow. So when it comes to marijuana, really nothing about it's legal unless it comes from a corporation.
Basically, smokers can only buy weed at an approved and licensed business. Growing your own comes with some pretty stiff penalties. And for small businesses that sell paraphernalia, being able to sell weed has its challenges. Patrick Gaughan owns Gonzo Glass, a smoke shop and glass studio.
As far as actually being able to sell herb, I don't think that's something that's in the cards for us because the dispensary licenses are going to be pretty ridiculous, hard to come by here.
Cannabis business licensing in New Jersey will be pretty tightly locked down, especially within the first 2 years of legal sales. Only 37 licenses will be granted within that time frame, with priority given to those who meet a long list of criteria set by the state. Licensing comes with a hefty price tag, too. The application alone can cost up to $20,000.
It's totally a moneymaker for the state, and they're willing to admit that.
The economic benefits of legalization seem to be a draw for states on the fence like Delaware.
With the impact, I do see it spreading down to Delaware and to other states. It's a big revenue source.
Medical marijuana was legalized in Delaware in 2011, but Governor Carney has been hesitant to jump at the prospect of legalizing recreational use of the drug.
I'm not saying that I wouldn't be for legalization at some point in the future. Let's find out what happens in Colorado and Washington and other states.
That was Carney during the 2016 gubernatorial debate. During the 2020 debate, though, he took a different stance.
No, I've spent 8 years trying to get people healthy, and I don't think this is a move in that direction.
Despite what Governor Carney feels, there are still Delawareans who would like to see their state legalize weed, like Robert Murphy, a student at the University of Delaware.
I would like to see it legalized all across the country, to be honest, but Delaware sooner. I'll take Delaware as soon as I can.
This March, a bill legalizing recreational marijuana use by adults passed its first legislative hurdle in Delaware. The legislation would create a state-controlled marijuana industry, much like New Jersey's newly adopted system. Supporters of the bill say it would eliminate black market weed sales, but data has shown that may not be the case.
I mean, that's what we're seeing still in New Jersey and in other places like New York. They have a huge underground black market because people are always going to go for something that's going to be the right price for them.
Regardless, legal marijuana continues to trend nationwide, leaving Delaware residents with a sense of optimism that it will come to them.
It's too beneficial, like economy-wise, and to get like opiate addicts like off opiates, like stuff like that. It's just too beneficial to not have legalized.
Support continues to grow for legalization in Delaware, but so far not from the governor.
The people have spoken. Now the politicians have to do something about it.
I'm Gina Cosenza.